Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Man crashes into Donkey Creek, arrested for DUI. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. At around 2 a.m. on Sunday morning, the Gillette Police Department received a report of a one-vehicle crash at the intersection of Lakeway Road and Butler Spaith Road. A 33-year-old man reported to police that his 2012 Dodge Ram was being driven by a 29-year-old man and had crashed into Donkey Creek. Captain Jason Marcus said they determined that the man was driving east on Lakeway Road and he'd continued through the stop sign at the intersection with Butler Spaith Road and drove into the creek. The Dodge sustained significant damage and had to be towed out of the creek. Initially, the 29-year-old admitted to driving the truck but later denied it. While speaking with him, officers observed signs of intoxication. According to Marcus, he admitted he drank 20 beers about an hour before the crash. After performing poorly on a sobriety test, the 29-year-old man was arrested for DUI. Wyoming Highway Patrol sparks a call to action during Crash Responder Safety Week. November 13th through the 17th, the Wyoming Highway Patrol joins forces with the National Crash Responder Safety Week to bring light to the courageous stories of their local first responders. According to the press release, the Wyoming Highway Patrol works roadway crashes every day with partners including firefighters, emergency medical services, law enforcement, towing and recovery, public works, and safety service patrols. Collectively, these traffic incident responders assist road users in need, applying well-rehearsed procedures to provide emergency traffic control and quickly clear incidents from the roadway. Lieutenant Kyle McKay of the Wyoming Highway Patrol said, "We work roadside, often inches from cars and trucks going by way too fast, sometimes 80 miles per hour or more. We want drivers in Wyoming to understand the risks that we take every day and the need for every vehicle passing by any traffic accident to slow down, move over, and stay alert." The stories underscore the necessity for initiatives like Crash Responder Safety Week. The Federal Highway Administration, along with national partners, states, and local responders, are invested in the event to reduce the number of traffic incidents involving responders who suffer injuries or lose their lives in the line of duty. Since the start of this year through October, first responders have been killed and countless others have endured life-altering injuries. The national event promotes move-over law awareness for drivers and free National Traffic Incident Management Responder Training for responders. They ask that all road users protect those who protect them. When passing an incident scene, motorists are asked to slow down and, if possible, move over into an adjacent lane to provide a protective buffer between responders and motorists. By the end of the year 2023, 700,000 responders will have been trained through a free in-person or online instructor-led or online self-paced course. Wyoming Highway Patrol Colonel Tim Cameron said, "We are very proud that we have trained a significant number of crash responders in our state. While drivers can make a big difference through their vigilance, training is also a critical part of the effort to save lives, reduce injuries, and decrease traffic incident clearance times." If you'd like more information about the training, visit the Wyoming Highway Patrol website. For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.